Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen. Good evening and welcome to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, and I have a very interesting interview for you tonight. We are having an interview with Mr. Jordan White, but probably not the Jordan White you're familiar with. Of course, Jordan D. White is the host of the podcast Cast and Wax, but I have with me one of the very first podcasters, Mr. Jordan White, different Jordan White. Hello, sir.
Hello there. It's very good to talk to you.
It's very good of you to come out here. Now, as I said, you weren't the very first podcaster, but you were one of the first, correct?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. The earliest podcast started in around 1935 or so, but I started my podcast in 1941, right around the time that we entered World War II. It was a very exciting time, and I definitely am very proud of the work I did there.
That's really fascinating. Now, a lot of people don't probably realize that there were podcasts back then, but there were, right? I mean,
absolutely. How could I be a podcaster if there wasn't any podcasts back then? Of course there were. Computers were just a lot slower back then. It was a very difficult process making a podcast back then, and it was even more difficult being a podcast listener. I myself did have a weekly show, but unfortunately, it took about 3 weeks to download each episode. Because of the slow download speed, I did try to keep the podcast as small as I could. It used to be only recorded at 0.0025 kbps, but we did our best with the sound quality we had.
That's really fascinating. I didn't realize that they did have that technology back then.
Absolutely, absolutely. They always had this technology. It was just a matter of how good it was. Back then, computers were very slow, and they were very large. Unfortunately, there were only about three of them in the world, but those three computers did download my podcast regularly. I did have a full 100% listenership, and again, every 3 weeks they would get the show, and it would be quite a hit.
That's very interesting. Now, okay, what was your podcast called? I found this very fascinating because I was looking up information about stuff, just trying to find something to do an interview about, and I found your name is Jordan White, and you had a podcast. Your podcast was called...
My podcast, of course, was called Shaped in Wax.
Shaped in Wax.
Absolutely, that's what it was called.
Now, already, I'm seeing there's a bit of a coincidence there. I thought to myself when I saw that coincidence, I thought, well, perhaps I would, interview you for sort of a human interest piece. But when I spoke to you about it, you said you already were aware of the similarities between your podcast and the one that I'm on.
Absolutely. How could I not be? It's an outrage. It seems your friend Jordan White has stolen everything about my podcast and turned it into his own podcast. It's not very nice of him, I've got to say. I've got to tell you that. How would he like it if someone came along and stole his podcast and turned it into something else? Well, I guess he wouldn't really mind that much since it's my podcast, but I mind very much because I'm the one who started the podcast.
Well, tell us a few of these similarities. I mean, okay, now, obviously, again, your name is Jordan White. His name is Jordan D. White. What's your middle? Is your middle initial D as well?
No, my middle initial's A.
What's your middle name?
My middle name's Aloysius. Why do you ask?
Well, because we were just talking about your middle initial.
All right, sounds fair enough.
But go into and the name of the show, Cast in Wax, Shaped in Wax.
Obviously, very similar.
Well, yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. But what are some of the other similarities? Okay, for example, Jordan's podcast, the Jordan I know, the podcast I'm on, Cast in Wax, they have radio serials. Did you have radio serials on yours?
No, that would be ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous.
Back then, radio serials were on the radio. Why would you put radio serials on a podcast if the radio serials were on the radio?
Oh, so it wasn't really that similar.
Oh, on the contrary, it was very similar because nowadays people don't really do radio serials, so Jordan's doing them on his podcast. I, too, at that time was using a medium that had kind of fallen out of fashion.
Oh, what's that?
Silent films. With the advent of the talkies, they kind of stopped doing silent films for the most part. They still did some, of course, once in a while, but I figured why not do them myself? It was quite a difficult task, to be honest with you, because it was an audio-based medium podcasting. I know nowadays they have these newfangled video podcast, but back then we were strictly audio only.
That would sound difficult. How did you even get around that?
Well, unfortunately, we had to narrate them.
You had to narrate the silent films.
Yes, that we did. I would do the narration myself, in fact. And then afterwards, I would tell you what they would say.
So it was out loud.
Well, no, it was a little different, because instead of someone actually saying something, I would tell you what they would say. Like the little, cards in the middle of the silent films.
That sounds a little weird. It doesn't sound very much like a silent film. It sounds like somebody telling a story.
Well, only because your ears are uneducated. To the people who knew what they were talking about, they knew that that was a silent film when they heard it.
Well, could I, for the benefit of the listeners, do you think I could play a clip maybe from one so they can hear what it sounded like?
Well, sure, why not?
Excellent. What do you have? What kind of clip do you have that I can play?
Here's a clip from my sound film, Larry's Big Day. It was about a plumber named Larry.
He puts his finger up knowingly, and a little light bulb appears over his head. He reaches into his box and pulls out a wrench, flaps his jaw for a second, and then a card comes up and says, "This ought to do the trick." He runs back into the house. Water is squirting all over the place. He slips on some of it and falls right on his butt. That was quite humorous. Everybody laughs in the theater, if you're in a theater. He gets back up again, hits his head on one of the pulsating pipes, gets a little dizzy, and falls right back down in the splash of water one more time. He goes over to that leaking sink and shakes his little wrench at it. A card comes up and says, "Why, I order." He takes the wrench, gets down underneath the sink, starts tightening the thing. Unfortunately, he's going the wrong way. The pipe comes loose. Water squirts right in his face. He's trying to hold it back with his hands. He's trying to hold it back with the wrench, but it keeps smooshing right past his fingers and hitting him right in the kisser. Gosh, it's funny. And
So I guess we kind of get the idea now. So you were doing these silent films on the podcast. What kind of silent films would you do?
Well, like I said, that was Larry's Big Day. That's just one of the little funny one-off ones I did. But I had lots of ongoing serialized silent films as well.
Really? Okay, like what?
I had a science fiction epic called Titanic Tales. It was also known as the Forward Series, because every episode would go forwards and the next one would come after that.
Well, that doesn't really sound very innovative. I mean, isn't that the way with all of them?
Yes, but we pointed it out. Nobody else would point it out.
All right, that sounds a little unusual, but okay. Did you have any others?
Of course we did. We had a superhero show called Hero Fights. It was about a team of superheroes, but it only took place when they were fighting villains. It never would show them hanging around. It would only show them punching people and defeating evil. We'd leave out all the plot, in fact. As soon as one of the villains was down, we'd cut it and go straight to the next fight, right away. That way, all you see is the really exciting stuff. Pow, pow, you know, that kind of deal.
I would imagine that would also make it easier to do a silent film, because then you don't have to do any dialogue.
Don't be ridiculous. Of course you do. You have to have the funny lines they say when they hit somebody. "How about some of this?" they'd say. "I've got a little knuckle sandwich with your name on it. Pow!"
Would they say pow, or was that just a side thing?
No, they wouldn't say pow. Don't be ridiculous. It's a silent film. They couldn't say anything.
Oh. Yeah, well, okay, no, that's fair.
We also had a detective series called Tripper and Clark.
Were they lesbian detectives?
What? Lesbian detectives? Don't be ridiculous. They were both men.
So they were gay detectives.
Gay detectives? Why would detectives be gay? No, detectives are a grim bunch.
No, I mean, were they homosexual?
What are you trying to say about me? I'm not that kind of person. I don't make those kind of blue films.
No, I don't mean do you see them having hardcore gay sex. I mean, were they in love with one another?
No, what kind of thing is this? What kind of show do you think I ran? This was a very clean-cut family show. It was about private detectives. They go around punching people. They go around shooting people. That's what detectives do. They solve crimes. And they kill the people who need to be killed, and they arrest the ones who don't.
Well, I guess there's a little bit of a similarity there with Decker and Hayes.
What's Decker and Hayes?
Decker and Hayes is it's a show that's on the podcast. It's about a pair of detectives, but they're lesbians. They're lesbian lovers.
That's one sick show you're running there, I gotta tell you. This Jordan D. White is not a well man.
That's what it says in one of the theme songs. That's really funny.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I definitely think you should have him committed. Someone who writes about two women in love with one another, that's just not right. Both of them need men, if you ask me.
Well, maybe Tripper and Clark can get together with Decker and Hayes. Straighten them out.
Now, don't go infringing on my copyright, sir. They're very much my property.
Sorry. Did you have any other shows?
Of course I did. I had lots of shows. But those are just the dramatic ones. I also had non-dramatical shows.
Non-dramatical silent films? What kind of silent films are you talking about?
Well, for example, I had one called Communism or Stupid.
Communism or Stupid?
Absolutely. It was a show in which we would enact some sort of communist doctrine, and then we'd have a debate whether or not the communism was something that you should follow or whether it was stupid. Usually, we decided it was stupid.
You decided communism was stupid?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't we? There's no profit in it.
Well, I guess there is that.
No, but how would you do? I don't understand. How would you dramatize? Okay, so you dramatize it as a silent film.
Sure, I can understand that. How did you do a silent debate?
Well, it was actually, I'll let you in on a secret. It was actually improvised comedy. And so what we would do is we'd get a couple of our actors in, and they'd put on very funny costumes. They'd each stand behind a podium, and I'd stand in the middle doing a funny voice.
Not like the one you're doing now.
What are you talking about? I'm not doing a funny. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. No, I was just. It was a kind of a joke, but forget it. No, you had two people with podiums. Funny costumes.
Yeah, all right. And they would have a debate. Now, of course, as I said, there was no sound, so they would mostly do it through hand gestures and, you know, waving their arms wildly. People would think it was pretty funny given the crazy costumes they were wearing, and once in a while we'd throw up a card saying what they're saying. "I think you're wrong, sir. Communism is a joke." Things like that. And then I would decide the winner with a coin toss, and then I'd ignore it.
Then why did you toss a coin?
Well, it's a visual medium.
But it's not a visual medium, because, I mean, I'm even more confused. You're saying people would see the funny costumes, but it's not a visual podcast, it's an audio podcast, right? So they couldn't see the costume.
Well, no, technically they couldn't, but I would describe them afterwards. It's not a problem.
And how are you doing a funny voice in a silent film?
I was just doing a funny voice. I don't understand what the problem is. I described the fact that I was doing a funny voice on the cards, and then on the cards that I would read the thing that said I was doing a funny voice. I didn't actually have to do a funny voice on the podcast. I would just tell people about the funny. You don't understand how podcasts work, do you, sir?
I understand how podcasts work now. I don't really understand how they worked in 1941. I mean, it's a little unusual. Not to mention, you were a bit ahead on the communism thing. I mean, people weren't that big on communism being bad in the 40s, were they?
Spoken like a true sympathizer, if you ask me. I was always down on communism. I always knew it was the single most dangerous threat to our country and our way of life. I knew it was creeping up even then. Just because Johnny Come Latelys like Joe McCarthy didn't catch on for a little while doesn't mean that people like me didn't know the sensible thing was to destroy communism and stamp it out in all its forms.
All right. Sorry. It really does sound like your podcast was very similar to Jordan's podcast.
What are you talking about? My name is Jordan.
The other Jordan is what I meant to say. You've got the same name. It's got the same name. Similar. You had all the similar type serials, except yours were silent films and his are radio serials. I mean, it really does sound similar. Now, do you think that he ripped you off?
Absolutely. I think that he found out about my podcast and totally stole it right out from under me. I think he took every single part of it, duplicated it, changed it just a tiny bit so it looked like he was being creative when he really wasn't. And I intend to sue him for all he's worth, possibly $300 or more.
Well, it's funny you mentioned $300. I mean, you make it sound like he makes $300 on the podcast. He doesn't make anything on the podcast. As far as I know, he pays money for the podcast and, you know, loses money on the podcast. Like, it costs him money, and he doesn't bring in any money.
He doesn't?
No, I mean, as far as I know, I think he does it for fun.
Well, what the hell's wrong with the boy? Why isn't he making a profit?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I it's something he does for fun. I think he just wants to make something that is creative and that he enjoys and to share it with people.
Share it with people for free? That sounds like communism. That's a redistribution of comedy. That doesn't sound right at all.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but I mean, I guess it is free. He does give it away for free.
Free? What's wrong with him? Doesn't he even at least have advertisements on there?
Not for real things, no. Once in a while, he advertises like a wax burger or something.
Why would anybody want to eat a wax burger? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. You ask me, this Jordan D. White guy is crazy. Not only did he steal my product, but he's giving it away for nothing when I would charge lots of money for it. Well, either way, I can still sue him for $300 because he's diluting the market.
He's diluting the market, so you're still doing your podcast? You're still doing your silent films?
Well, no.
But you're selling them somewhere else, right? So, I mean, that way he's taking money away from you that way?
Well, no. I'm not actually selling them either. I mean, I'm just saying I could. And if I did, nobody would want them because they could just buy his instead. Although, why anybody would want to buy a story about two lesbian detectives is far beyond me.
Well, it's a little beyond me as well, but, wow. No, I'm very weirded out by this. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Your name is Jordan A. White.
Well, I don't call myself that, but yeah, I guess technically I am Jordan A. White.
And you're saying it's your allegation that Jordan D. White stole from you and has copied your podcast Shaped in Wax.
Absolutely.
All right, well, I will get his answer to your allegations, and I will find out for certain if that is true.
And have his lawyer contact my lawyer.
Who's your lawyer?
Matt Roma.
All right, we've actually, oddly enough, got his number, so yes, I will do so. Thank you very much for stopping by, and thank you for being a part of my show.
It was my pleasure, and I hope the truth is known. Maybe the people who hear his podcast will start looking for mine, and then they will listen to my podcast with my sound films. Although they're no longer on the internet, but hopefully they can find them in the local library.
Library?
Of course. They were pressed to vinyl at some time in the 50s.
So they can listen to your podcast by buying them on vinyl?
Well, it's certainly a possibility.
All right, well, now you know what to do. Look him up on in the library on vinyl, apparently. Thank you for listening to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen, as you probably know, and good night.